talking about Aziz Ansari being accused of sexual assault. This woman pretty much went out on a date with him and went back to his place, and he's tried to, you know, make things happen, and they started doing some stuff, but then she's like, whoa, let's slow it down. But she never really said no or stop, just let's slow it down, and they did stuff. They engaged in sexual stuff, oral stuff, pretty much. Didn't they have sex or no?
I don't think
they did.
They
didn't actually have sex, but pretty much everything leading up to that, and eventually, like, when they were about to have sex, she's like, look, I want to go home. Which is totally fine, but the fact is now she's saying all this stuff and sent him a text message saying that, like, he should know what he did was wrong. It's like, but you did stuff with him and you never actually said stop or no, or I don't want to do this. You just said that she wanted to slow down.
But she didn't slow down. She participated in all of those foreplay type things. In my opinion, she's basically saying Aziz Ansari is guilty of not being a mind reader, which is super unfair of us to put, as women, to put men in that type of situation.
317-239-1009. We'd like to know your thoughts on this situation. You can also hit us up to Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. We got any social media we want to read right now?
Kobe says, you couldn't have broke that down any better, Alex. And Khaleesi says, okay, unpopular opinion. How come she was nonverbal during the act, yet so verbal in public afterwards? Lots of girls put themselves in situations, then turn around and cry rape. # double standards suck.
And we don't want to say that, like, you know, like, if a woman doesn't, like, scream no, that means that something didn't happen, that they weren't sexually assaulted. But this case in particular, it's kind of interesting. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Abigail, what did you want to say?
I just wanted to say that I was a victim of sexual assault where I was totally into it at the beginning. And then, you know, hey, it was about to go all the way. And I was like, you know what? I'm not into it. And we stopped. But it didn't stop after that. He continued for the next couple years. You know, he was a family friend to advance on me. And now that's not okay.
Right.
I completely agree with Alex in the fact that, you know, I've been on plenty of dates where I was uncomfortable, but I didn't, you know, say anything. I just went along with it. And so did he, because he didn't know that I was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, you know, women definitely have to be like, hey, I'm done. You know, and
right.
Then,
and it seems like she waited to the very last minute to say she was done. And then when she did, he didn't try to stop her or persuade her differently. He said, oh, of course, sure. You know, have a nice night, whatever. He immediately let her leave. There was nothing forced. He didn't lock the door. He didn't block her from leaving. None of that happened. As soon as she did speak up, he was cool with her leaving. So to me, I'm like, that isn't sexual assault. And if you willingly go down on him, like, without protesting at all, like, of course he's going to think your nonverbal cues by giving him a special kiss would be indicating that, yes, you are into it. So that just blows my mind to me.
Definitely. And as a guy, like, trust me, I'm like, I was so afraid. I mean, I'm married now, but, like, even when I was dating my wife, like, I was so afraid even to go in for a kiss. Like, I don't want to make her mad or pissed off. But the thing is, you can totally tell when a girl at least I feel like I can, as a man, tell when they want to do something or when they do not want to do it. And I've had girls in the past where it's like, maybe I wanted that special kiss and we were dating and, like, we're getting there. And she's like, no. And I'm totally like, okay. Like,
yeah.
I'm not like, are you sure? Let me tie it 10 more times.
I think this situation is so dangerous because as women, if we're out on the front lines right now saying that we deserve equal pay, we want to be seen totally equal to men in every single aspect of life, but then when it comes to sex or anything sexual acts at all, that, like, it's almost like this girl is suggesting we all need a chaperone to speak for us, that we can't speak for ourselves. That's not fair either. Like, if we're going to raise our boys to become men that understand and can get true consent when it comes to sex acts, we need to also be raising our women to know how to say no and walk away and leave a situation. She can't blame Aziz for something when she never even told him anything was wrong. And I feel so bad for him. I mean, he just won a Golden Globe and now he's having to deal with this.